Two teams that are surging, separated by just 8 miles, going head-to-head here at Cameron Indoor Stadium. It is number 21 North Carolina squaring off against number 11 Duke. The Tar Heels currently on an 8-game winning streak. The Blue Devils have won 15 in a row. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cameron Indoor Stadium in Durham, North Carolina. I'm Dave Pulaski as we get set for this matchup between the Heels and the Blue Devils, the 112th all-time meeting between the two sides. Let's meet the starting lineups. Let's begin with the visiting North Carolina Tar Heels, who are 21-5 overall in the season, 10-3 in Atlantic Coast Conference play, tied for third in the league with NC State. Under head coach Courtney Banghart, her seventh year with Carolina, 146-69. Her 19th year as a head coach. Her Thursday win against SMU was the 400th of her career, becoming the 48th active coach to reach the 400 win mark. In the backcourt is Lainey Grant, a 5'9 sophomore out of Midlothian, Virginia. She is averaging 10.3 points per game. She is a deadly sharpshooter from the outside, second in the ACC in three-point percentage at 42.5%. She's joined in the backcourt by Elina Arnistalo. She's a sophomore, 5'10 out of Helsinki, Finland, a UCLA transfer, making her 17th start of the year, averaging 8.8 points per game for the Heels in her first season with North Carolina. India Navar is a 5'10 senior out of Apex, North Carolina, nearby. Her third year with UNC after transferring over from Stanford. She fills the stat sheet, 10.7 points, 5.3 rebounds, is also one of the best stealers in the ACC, second in the league in that category. Up front for the Heels, Nyla Harris, a 6'2 senior out of Orlando, Florida. She's a Louisville transfer, averaging 11.2 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. And Sierra Toomey's a redshirt sophomore out of Dunmore, Pennsylvania. She's 6 feet 4 inches tall, 14th in the ACC in rebounding at just under 7 per game, also averaging just a shade under 10 points per game. She is making her 27th start of the season. She started every game for the Heels this year. For the Duke Blue Devils, led by Kara Lawson, her sixth season at Duke and her sixth season as a head coach overall, 115-47 record. Blue Devils are 18-6 on the season, 13-0 in the ACC, the last remaining unbeaten team in league play. In the backcourt is senior Ashlyn Jackson. She was honored before the game today, a 6-foot guard out of China, Texas, averaging 11.5 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. She also can connect from the outside, 9th in the ACC in three-point percentage. Joining her in the backcourt is fellow senior Tyena Mayer, who was also honored with a framed jersey before the game. She is a 5'9 senior out of Boston, Massachusetts, averaging 11.5 points and 5 rebounds per game. She's also 4th in the ACC in assists, dishing out 5.3 per contest. Riley Nelson is a 6'2 redshirt sophomore guard out of Clarksburg, Maryland, averaging 9.3 points per game. She is a Maryland transfer, coming off a 6-point outing against SMU on last Sunday. Up front, Delaney Thomas, a 6'3 junior out of Charlestown, West Virginia, averaging 10.5 points and nearly 6 rebounds per game. And also up front, Toby Fournier, potential ACC Player of the Year candidate, 3rd in the ACC in scoring at 18 points per contest, 9th in rebounding at 7.8. She is a 6'2 sophomore out of Toronto, and she has had a breakout season after earning the ACC Rookie of the Year honor last year. She has had an even better sophomore campaign. Blue Devils have won 15 in a row. They have not lost since December 4th against 5th-ranked LSU. Since then, they have rattled off victory after victory, and they are 13-0 in ACC play. They have a chance to potentially lock up a double bye in next month's ACC tournament in Duluth, Georgia, if they can get past the Tar Heels. Duke is wearing the home white uniforms, trimmed in royal blue. Duke spelled out in black capital letters across the front. Royal blue numbers on the front and the back. They have a royal blue stripe down the side with the Iron Duke D in white at the bottom of the shorts. North Carolina breaking out the throwback jerseys today. Carolina blue, they have navy blue, white, and Carolina blue striping on the bottom of the jersey as well as the shorts. North Carolina spelled out in black capital letters in white outlined in navy blue and white numbers on the front and the back with a navy blue outline as well. It'll be Sierra Toomey and Toby Fournier jumping center as we're about ready to get going here from Cameron Indoor Stadium, as the Blue Devils and Tar Heels are set to match up for the first time of two this season. It'll be March 1st when the two teams will go head-to-head in Chapel Hill to wrap up the regular season before the ACC tournament. It is a sold-out crowd here at Cameron Indoor Stadium. They gave out light-up Blue Devil horns to the fans walking into the building. Of course, those wearing Carolina blue not taking part in that. Ball's in the air. We are underway. The 112th all-time meeting in the Battle of the Blues between North Carolina and Duke. And the Blue Devils control the opening tip-off. They go from left to right across your radio display. Tyena Mayer with the ball on the left wing. It's a chance of Let's Go Duke begin early here at Cameron. Bounce pass inside to a cutting Delaney Thomas. Goes off her fingertips and out of bounds over the baseline. And an early turnover for the Blue Devils. Now Duke employing a full court press here for Carolina as they look to inbound. They get it into Elena Arnisalo. They'll dribble the ball up the floor. The UCLA transfer experiencing her first Carolina-Duke rivalry game, where she was part of the crosstown showdown with UCLA when they played against USC. Nyla Harris driving baseline, spinning into the paint, goes up with the left hand, can't get it to go, off the glass, no good. Toby Fournier the rebound, and here comes Duke back the other way. Tyena Mayer to Fournier at the top of the circle, now over to Ashlyn Jackson, around a screen, now cuts to the goal, stops at the ACC logo, takes the jumper and scores, and the Blue Devils strike first. It's 2-0, 45 seconds into the ballgame. Randy Grant will now dribble it up the floor. Sophomore from Midlothian, Virginia, part of the ACC All-Freshman team last year. Hands it off for Arnisalo, and now over to India Navarre. Navarre to Sierra Toomey, just outside the right elbow. Toomey with a chest pass to Navarre, now inside to Nyla Harris. Harris working on Delaney Thomas, goes up the left hand and banks it home. And we're tied at two with 8:49 to go in the first quarter. Tyena Mayer across the timeline for Duke. Stops, picks up the dribble, gets it over to Delaney Thomas. Thomas hands it off for Ashlyn Jackson. Dribbles between the legs on the right wing. Around to Thomas' screen. Now steps back. Has an open three. Takes it off the heel of the rim. And back comes the Tar Heels in transition. Arnisalo got the long kick out on the rebound. Arnisalo, crossover dribble. Driving in on Tiana Mayer. Good pass inside. Nyla Harris able to get away from the defense and bank it home. She has all four Tar Heel points. That's a 4-2 Carolina lead. Into the front court, Mayer. Now over to Thomas. And swings it around the perimeter. Back to Tyena Mayer. Mayer takes it between the circles out near the Iron Duke D logo at midcourt. Now begins the dribble drive. Kicks it over and lining up a long three. Riley Nelson and rattles it home. Touched every part of the rim and finally fell through. And Duke takes a 5-4 lead 2 minutes in. Now Laney Grant fires a pass inside for Toomey. Toomey posting up against Fournier. Goes up. It hits the underside of the backboard. Bounces out of bounds. And it remains Tar Heel basketball. It's deflected by Duke on the way out of bounds. And the Heels will have the ball on the baseline. North Carolina 21-5 this year. Their fifth consecutive 20-win season. Inbound pass to Arnisalo. Drives baseline. Steps back. Launches the jumper off the front of the rim. It deflects out of bounds. And last touch by Delaney Thomas. She was paddling for it with Nyla Harris, and it remains Tar Heel basketball on the baseline with 7:40 remaining in the first quarter. Officials for today's ball game: Polani Spurlock, Nash Forsberg, and Katie Lukanich. Three-person crew here for this nationally televised and sold-out game from Cameron. Laney Grant stops at the ACC logo, dishes to a cutting India Navarre, lays it up and in with the left hand, and the Tar Heels jump back in front, 6-5. Tyena Mayer into the front court for the Blue Devils. Into the corner for Jackson. Now inside for Toby Fournier. Steps, goes up and under. Too strong on the banker. And back the other way comes North Carolina. Arnisalo weaves her way into the front court. Now hands it off for Nyla Harris. Takes one dribble. Picks it up. Now looks for help. Hands it off for Laney Grant. Grant to the free throw line. Now inside for Harris. Wasn't ready for it, but she tracks it down in the corner. Now Harris back for Grant. Fakes the three. Drives in. Dishes back out. Open three for Navarre. Passes it up. Goes inside for Sierra Toomey. Right-hand hook shot off the heel of the rim. And Toby Fournier pulls down the rebound for the Blue Devils. Tar Heels up 6-5. 3 minutes in. Inside to Delaney Thomas. Cutting to the goal. And she floats it up and in with the left hand. 7-6. Duke in front. As we approach the 3.5-minute mark here in the first quarter. These two teams are elite defensively. Tar Heels first in scoring defense, giving up just 57.5 points per game. As Nyla Harris hands it off for Navarre. Navarre dribbles with the right hand. Now retreats back beyond the three-point arc. Over to Sierra Toomey. Toomey with the shot clock at 5, back to the basket. Hands it off for Arnisalo. Arnisalo is going to have to heave it. Driving in, floats it at the shot clock buzzer. It's off the back of the rim, and Duke has the rebound in transition. Back the other way. Nyla Harris deflects the pass away from Toby Fournier, and a steal for Carolina. Here comes Navarre into the front court. Driving left alley. Has the ball slapped out of her hands by Ashlyn Jackson. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Tar Heel basketball. Great defense on both sides. steal by Harris, and then the deflection at the other end by Ashlyn Jackson. Duke is also surrendering under 60 points per game, 58.3. That's third in the ACC entering play today. As the inbound pass comes to Toomey, hands it off to Arnie Salo. Arnie Salo, dressed in hot pink sneakers under her Carolina blue jersey and shorts, kicks it back out for Navarre. Shot clock at 11. And now over to Nyla Harris on the perimeter on the right wing. Now shot clock at 6. Arnie Salo has it at the top of the circle. One-on-one against Ashlyn Jackson. Drives right alley. Steps up. Takes the jumper and scores. Nice move by Elena Arnie Salo. And the Tar Heels go back in front. 8-7. Now Mayer into the corner for Nelson. Inside for Delaney Thomas. One-on-one against Toomey. Goes up with the left-hand hook shot and scores. Sweet move. Good footwork by Thomas. And the Blue Devils go back in front. 9-8. Already 6 lead changes in the first 5 minutes of the ballgame. Now Toomey to Arnie Salo. Around a Toomey screen. Kicks over for Grant. Grant thought about the three. Now drives to the ACC logo. Right-hand push shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Toomey has it stripped out of her hands by Fournier. And back the other way comes Duke. Mayer into the front court. Tyena Mayer. Euro step. Floater. Up off the heel of the rim. No good. And back the other way comes Laney Grant for the Tar Heels. Just over 5 minutes in. Navarre with the ball on the right wing. Navarre cuts to the free throw line. Takes the jumper. Short off the front iron. And back the other way comes Ashlyn Jackson for Duke. Now Riley Nelson, dribbling chest high with the right hand. Gets dangerously close to the sideline in front of the Cameron Crazies. And now Ashlyn Jackson resets near midcourt, looking back at head coach Carol Lawson. Chance of Let's Go Duke at a sold-out Cameron Indoor Stadium. Jackson drives, gets fouled on the jumper. India Navarre grabbed her forearm as she went up for the elbow J. And that's going to bring us to a timeout on the floor with 4:25 to go in the opening period. Good start, back-and-forth battle between number 21 North Carolina and number 11 Duke. It's 9-8, Blue Devils in front. You're listening to ACC Women's Basketball.